you're about to hear is a satirization of talk radio, a send-up of the medium. In other words, it's supposed to be funny. The Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
So take me out to the ball game as a neutral oversight of the game.
Yes, the baseball fan today is not a good caretaker of this game. So we decided that this game is too important for the average fan today. I'm not to say that baseball fans do not love their game.
Right.
But today is a good example of Barry Bonds in the news media. People criticize this man who is about to break this great record, you know.
Well, today, Barry Bonds himself was very contentious with reporters, having to do with everything from his home run record to allegations of steroid use.
Well, yeah, sure, but, you know, where I come from is Alexandria, Egypt, originally. We play baseball there, and I follow this game, although it's difficult because here in America, they call the national pastime, and I have questions and problems with the American government, you know. It's hard to watch baseball here without getting upset.
But you were mentioning Barry Bonds and his pursuit of the record as something that's exciting. And
oh, yeah, sure. It's very, to me, this is the greatest thing for baseball. This is the greatest for baseball. But no one wants to see Barry Bonds break this record. No one wants to see Barry Bonds break a Hank Aaron record. No one wants to see this because he's a black man. You see?
And because he's black.
Because he's a black man. Because no one in America wants to see this man do well because he's black, you know. And you see this man, Jose Canseco, who is... there's no word to describe this man.
Well, Jose Canseco mentioned Barry Bonds in his book. He mentioned Jason Giambi. He mentioned a number of people.
Well, there's no way to describe this man.
Well, what about the criticism that he's using steroids?
I thought, you know, maybe this is the case, maybe it's not the case. But this is a question for you to answer. What business is this of American people, a baseball fan, who will walk up to this fast food stand, who will walk up to concession stand, it's Dodger Stadium, Yankee Stadium, and order this nacho with cheese, big plates of hot dogs, big plates of nachos with cheese, you know, and he's criticized this Barry Bonds. It makes no difference if Barry Bonds uses steroid, not uses steroid. How dare these people? And this is hypocrisy, you know.
Well, look, do you think he's getting criticism because he's black, or is it because the guy may have violated...
I think it's key because you have to understand Barry Bonds is no more a bad guy than Babe Ruth. But why they hate him? They hate because he's a black man. They did not hate Babe Ruth, you know?
And all right, but what I'm saying...
No, please, just for a moment, shut your mouth. Barry Bonds is the greatest baseball player. He's going to break the Babe Ruth record. And yet they hate him because he's a black man. Not because he is to use a steroid. The Babe Ruth could have used a steroid.
Well, I doubt that.
But he could have. Ted Williams could have used a steroid. Mark McGuire used a steroid. But they hate him. Now, take me out to the ball game. Is this the effort on the part of my people to have oversight of this game, baseball, because the American fan is not taking care of this game? And
well, all right, hold on for a minute. I want to interrupt you for just a moment, Mr. Finneen, and give our phone number out. You know, and our number is 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show here with Raj Finneen. A group of people formed a group, it's an effort, a national effort, is that it?
Oh, yeah, sure. To petition the Congress to...
All right, it's called Take Me Out to the Ball Game. It's named after the song?
Yes.
Okay, and you believe that the game itself has been compromised by the fans more than it has by a guy like Barry Bonds?
Oh, yeah, because this is nothing new. It's Barry Bonds. Why would they not want him to see him do that? I've ever seen a better baseball player than Barry Bonds, you know, and And I've watched baseball so long, for so long. He is the greatest. And then you take this pig, go to the concession stand, and...
Wait, you're calling people pigs, okay?
No, I don't mean to say pig.
No, but you're saying Barry Bonds using steroids, or not using steroids, because this is the allegation, is not as bad as a guy overeating at a concession stand?
But this is America. Supersize everything. Go eat the fast food at the concession stand. Go up to a hot dog stand. Stick a big, huge hot dog in your mouth and then go down to your seat and then criticize Barry Bonds? That's not right. How dare they do this? How dare they say to Barry Bonds, you're not allowed to, you're not allowed to do this or that, you black man to break a Babe Ruth record. And meanwhile, they stick their face with food? Bullcrap!
What are you angry about?
Because this is unfair. And because it's hypocrisy.
You're tying together Barry Bonds and his steroid or not lack of steroid use with the fast food consumption of the American people.
No, with the baseball fan primarily, yes. And the fact that they can sit there and eat, but they hate Barry Bonds because he's a black man. How do you sleep at night? I'm asking you this.
Sir, I don't hate Barry Bonds because he's black.
Well, then there's something, you know, things aren't adding up because...
What do you mean? I don't hate Barry Bonds because he's black. I don't even hate Barry Bonds. I think he's a great ball player. I'm not even all that hung up on the steroid thing. I could care less, personally.
Well, that makes you very, very unique among people because almost every baseball fan you talk to hate Barry Bonds because he's a black man. And they hate him because he reminds everyone of what they could have been, but they're not. But I will never, ever hate Barry Bonds because he represents the very best of this game to me.
All right. Your organization would like oversight, and that means the baseball fan can no longer criticize Barry Bonds. They must simply support. They can boo at the games, right?
Well, yeah, boo at the game, but I'm tired of listening to this conversation. You know, I go to Starbucks or I go into a bookstore or go to some place and they listen to people. Barry Bonds, you know, he's a steroid user, he's this, he's that. I say, why don't you just... I went up to this lady, I was taking my son to a video store. I said to her, why don't you just say you hate him because he's a black man? You hate the black man. And you know what she did?
What?
She said, okay, you know, you're right. See, once I confront.
She hates Barry Bonds because he's black.
Because he's black, yeah. They never gave Babe Ruth this problem. They never gave anybody this problem. And they...
All right, hold on for a minute, Raj. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Hendry Show. You know, this whole thing about Barry Bonds being criticized because he's African-American, we've had a lot of black players who've been very beloved.
But not people are going to break the Babe Ruth record. They hate that, you know. And also, if you look at these American, they talk about they don't like the steroid use with the athlete, and yet there they are. They go up to the concession stand. Give me a spice dog. Give me a Dodger dog. Give me a big nacho. You know, it makes you want to vomit to see them. Get a spice dog for you, yeah, you know. And yet they criticize his Barry Bonds when he take a steroid.
Look, a guy taking steroids is against the rules of baseball. A guy eating a lot of food at a ball game is not against any law.
Well, it's not against the law, but it is against the law of nature. It's against the law of nature. It is not a natural thing to see, and it makes me want it. I want to kill.
All right, hold on for a minute. 1-800-449-8686. The hypocrisy of the baseball fan with regard to Barry Bonds. Today he was talking about how he's being hassled for the alleged use of steroids, how people have been on his case. I personally, I think Barry Bonds is a great baseball player. This gentleman is saying that Barry Bonds is disliked by the average baseball fan because he's a black man, because he is honing in on one of baseball's more popular figures, Babe Ruth, and another, Hank Aaron, and because he really doesn't deserve the record because of alleged steroid use. Now, take me out to the ballgame, and we'll find out more about this organization. Wants some kind of a neutral oversight. This gentleman and others like him think that the baseball fan is a hypocrite, criticizing Barry Bonds, and at the same time, bellying up to a concession stand and eating the way people eat, as well as fast food places. 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. World famous Phil Henry Show will be back with Raj Fanin from the organization Take Me Out to the Ballgame. They're tired of Barry Bonds being ragged, they're tired of him being put down, and they need, at least in their mind, a little neutral oversight of baseball. The fan is the problem. It's the Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Communist influenced. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Say that again. I'm with the Raj Fanin from Take Me Out to the Ballgame. Say that again.
You were
talking about how baseball, you love the game so much, it's a shame that it's in the United States.
Yes, because every time I see the baseball, it reminds me of the American policies in the Middle East and so forth, And it makes me sick, But and then I see how this man Barry Bonds, is treated by the fans and say you're this, you're that, and yet they go to the concession stand for their nacho cheese,
And well, I still don't see the connection between a guy going to get nacho cheese and Barry Bonds possibly taking steroids.
They're both. Bad for it. No,
but do you see?
No, hold on. Please shut your mouth for a minute. They're both bad for you. They're both bad for you. And yet, only Barry Bonds is, the focus of is hypocrisy.
All right. 1-800-449-8686 with Raj Fanin from Take Me Out to the Ballgame. Barry Bonds today contentious with reporters about allegations of steroid use and the home run record. John, go ahead. You're on the Phil Henry Show.
Yes, this is John calling for Colorado.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
My problem with that person's thinking that was on the phone, he has no right to subject me or anybody else's thinking into his thinking process. If this is the way he feels, that's the way he feels. But don't throw your BS on me.
But why do you eat hot dogs and this kind of thing?
Well, I got a thought about one thing.
You eat
your individual reason is your individual reason. But don't take your individual reason and try to make it applicable to everybody in the United States.
You're in Colorado.
You never make me feel guilty of being a sports fan.
You're in Colorado. This is the Rockies, right? Okay. Do you know this team?
Well, I know one thing.
The Rockies.
I'm a Vietnam veteran, and I've seen a lot of black men die over there, and I don't have to worry about the color of their skin at that point. If they can do
that, if they're dead, then
you don't need this kind of crap.
Well, if they're dead, you don't have to worry about them.
Well, you don't. You know what?
Let me ask you. Do you eat corn dog?
You spend more time creating more problems than you solve.
Well, now this is a good point the man's making. You're bringing up things
because I'm bringing up because it needs to be said. It needs to be said.
Well, if you're going to make a statement like that, have a foundation.
Okay.
But don't use your foundation
everybody
and say that everybody thinks that way. Just because you think that way does not necessarily mean it.
Let me ask you a simple question, and then I will answer your question. Do you eat a corn dog?
No.
Okay, then I can't. You don't eat corn dog?
Well, I eat hot dogs.
Okay, that's the same.
Does that make me a villain?
It makes you a hypocrite because you worry about.
Who are you? Who the hell are you to dictate my life?
How does it make him a hypocrite if he eats a corn dog?
Because of Barry Bonds is being criticized for this steroid use. You see what I'm saying, John?
Why do you spend so much time talking about insignificant subjects and do the theory of relativity between a corn dog and hypocrisy?
Because
what a bunch of nonsense.
No, I said...
You should get a life and work on something that's worthwhile, like feeding the homeless, you know, or finding shelter for people like that. And you're on issues like this? Are you...
this is most
killed in Iraq.
Is baseball...
You spend your time doing that.
Why doesn't U.S. government do something for...
I don't care about what
the people have corn dogs.
I pay attention to that, but you're talking about corn dogs.
Yes, but you see...
You're the most irrelevant person I ever spoke to.
Could I tell you that you will eat the corn dog, but you won't give the corn dog to a homeless man? Will you? No. So who...
Yeah, how much money did you give to the homeless man?
I don't give money to the homeless man... Because this America, you're supposed to work for everything you get.
Well, you know what? In this America, there was a time when...
And you treat the corn dog.
Look, wait, you back up.
No, but
you run your mouth, back up. I was in the streets.
This man's
eating corn
dog.
I've been there. I've been to the missions. I've been to the food kitchens. And I was living in the streets. Let's get that straight.
You know why? Because you went to Vietnam.
Hell no, you've been.
You know why? Because you went to Vietnam. God punished you for that.
A bunch of crap.
Oh, come on.
Never happened.
No, you did. Let me ask you. I bet you...
Oh, you got to watch your language.
You know what I put on my...
Gotta
my
watch
hot dog?
John, watch your language, okay?
Okay. Well, who cares about
because
what I put on a hot dog?
Because there's a homeless man that you care about is not getting a crowd dog. You get crowd dog,
yeah,
extra chili, also sliced down the middle to put the cheese in. But
yeah,
the homeless man does not get anything.
Okay, well, you
now,
know what? I would
Barry
like
Bonds,
to...
Barry Bonds, he goes out, he hits a home run. Everybody hate him. Why? Because he's black. And because everyone is a hypocrite with their corn dog.
What do you mean everybody?
Right,
you're
okay.
Talking about me when you say
yeah,
everybody.
Exactly. Okay, John, good call. I got to move on, though. Thank you, pal. 1-800-449-8686. I think it's really, I think you do yourself a world of good, Mr. Finney. You stay away from Vietnam tying into that man's homelessness.
But you have to shut your mouth for a moment. And
please, sir, that's not polite, telling me to shut my mouth.
No, but you must listen. There is a tie-in. The man went to Vietnam. Next thing you know, he's on the street homeless. Oh, gee. Coincidence? I don't know.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Wade, go ahead. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah. Man, I don't know where you get off thinking that the corn dogs and all that BS ties together. Yeah, Barry Bonds is a good ball player.
Yes.
And yeah, they should do something to him, though. If he's been using steroids and stuff, I've got a 6-year-old son that loves baseball. He loves NASCAR, but I guarantee you that if he, you know, I don't want him looking up somebody, well, you know, he used it, why can't I go ahead and use it, Dad, you know? No, I was in sports in college and everything, and I tell you what, buddy, I've got 3 All-American cross-country titles. Did I use any of that crap? No.
But
you know,
now,
you,
but
you
today...
No,
you're,
my hole for a second.
You're eating the corn dog,
shut
not me.
Shut your pie hole for a second, you raghead.
No, you shut
let
your pie...
Talk.
You shut your pie hole.
No, you let me talk.
No, I'm
all
not...
All right?
You call me a raghead. You know what you're...
Yeah.
And
take your diaper off your friggin' head and stick it in your mouth.
Very
bad.
Whoa, watch the language here.
This man has to shut his mouth if he's going to let me speak.
Is the guy still there? Oh, yeah, we had to dump him. He was getting irate, dude. You have to understand, this man here...
He called me a raghead. He called me a raghead, all bets are off. That tears it.
All right, okay. I admit that he should not have called you a raghead, because a raghead to me is the enemy, and you are living in our country, and you are partaking and contributing, correct?
Yeah, sure. That's why I care about baseball, you know? I love baseball. It's just, I wish it wasn't so, when I think about it being here, you know, if we had a good ball field in Egypt, you know, you come out, eat some peanuts, you know, get into a pickup truck and that kind of thing, go out by the pyramid and lay out the blanket, watch the ball game, you know. But for me, Barry Bonds, greatest.
All right, I don't know. All right, I got to take a break here. Hold on. Man, what... Driving a pickup truck by the pyramids and laying out a blanket has got to do with anything, man. Anything. Mr. Raj Fineen, is Barry Bonds taking more heat than other ball players because he's black? Is it the uppity black guy thing? Is there hypocrisy among baseball fans who criticize Barry Bonds' alleged steroid use and yet they shovel down the nacho cheese and corn dogs? Mr. Finneen sees a very significant tie-in between the corn dog and steroid use. We'll be back. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show with Raj Finneen in a moment.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. The Whore. Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
All right, I want to get more than one caller. I got Wade. Wade is back.
This is the man who cursed me.
Well, I promised. He promised he wouldn't use the word, right, Wade?
Yes, sir. And I apologize.
That's okay.
For the raghead comment. I apologize.
Well, I appreciate that very much. But still, you must admit, even your apology is no good because you have offended me deeply.
Well, you know, offended me deeply whenever you said something about the man from Vietnam being homeless and everything.
Well,
My dad said he was homeless for a long time over there and fought over for people like you, me, and everybody. And here you are saying that Barry Bonds, because he's black and everything else like that, it's not the point that he's black. It's the point that he used a performance-enhancing drug, which he shouldn't have used.
But
I guarantee if it was Mark McGwire and it came out and Mark McGwire was still playing ball, they'd want to do something to him. It don't make a difference.
You know,
it don't make a difference whether he's black, white, yellow,
purple, or green.
If he's wrong, yeah, he's wrong.
What about what Barry Bonds has done for you?
Do what now?
What about what Barry Bonds has done for you?
What is Barry Bonds? Barry Bonds, I like to watch the man play ball.
He's done
so much. I like to watch all ball players play ball. You know, I wish I had the chance to
Barry Bonds
can
ball.
Play ball. You know?
All right, but here's the thing, if I can jump in. You say that there is hypocrisy because of the corn dog thing.
Well, what I'm trying to say is that they make fun of Barry Bonds because of steroid, and yet they go and they get this churro, you know, the big long donut. They get the chili on the cheese chili fries, you know, Cracker Jack box. What about that? No one ever talks about this. Supersize me here, supersize me there. See, do you have opinion about that, Wade?
They talk about the supersize stuff all day, that it's not good for you. So, but who cares, man? What in this world is good for you anymore? Answer me that. What in this world is the air ain't good for you? You can't drink water out of the creek anymore and everything because it's polluted and all this other stuff.
Drink water out of the creek? What are you talking about? What creek?
A creek, any place. In the whole United States,
you just walk
up to a creek and drink water out of it. It's bad for
What's
you.
What's a creek?
It's a stream. A stream. You never heard of a creek?
No, it's not the... Well, he's laughing. I don't know what a creek is.
It's a stream. It's like a...
Yeah, it's a small stream. Part of the country I come from, we call them a creek. You know? But what I'm getting at is I don't understand the difference between...
You get supersized or no?
If I'm hungry, I get supersized.
See, that's my point. That is my point right there.
It's hypocrisy.
All right, okay. Wade, thank you. Good points. 1-800-449-8686. You've been trying to pull this corn dog issue into the Barry Bonds steroid thing, man, for a long time now. Here is Matt. Go ahead, Matt.
Hey, Phil, it's very obvious.
Hello? It's very obvious.
Wait, he must have hung up the phone or something.
Let me do it. Here is Andy. Go ahead, Andy.
Yeah, the point I was going to make was he says that people hate Barry Bonds because he's going to break Babe Ruth's record.
Yes.
Because
he's a black man.
Well, you tell me one thing. Tell me what record does Babe Ruth have?
He's got the home run record of the whole thing.
No, he doesn't. He doesn't.
You've never heard of Babe Ruth?
Henry Aaron.
Oh,
hold
my
on.
God.
No, you listen. Henry Aaron's got the record, and he's black.
Yeah, well...
Well, what?
Babe Ruth, he is the gold standard. Everybody knows.
If he's not... How can he be the standard if he doesn't have the record? A black man has the record. How can you say that everybody hates Barry Bonds because he's black?
Okay, I'll tell you. Hank Aaron, when he hit the home run at the Atlanta Stadium off of Al Downing, 1974, these kids come out of the stand, and there was a moment where you thought maybe they were going to knife him.
You know?
Did you see it?
Yeah, I saw it.
How many double cheeseburgers you eat today?
I don't eat double cheeseburgers.
What does that got to do with anything?
I don't eat corn dogs. That's not the point.
How many double cheeseburgers did he eat?
That's got nothing to do with it, man.
The thing is, you're saying that people hate Barry Bonds because he's going to break a record of a white man when
a white man
doesn't have the record. It's a black man.
Yes, technically he's a black man, but really he's a white man.
What does that mean? Henry Aaron's a white man?
No, Babe Ruth.
But he doesn't have the record.
Let me ask you something. Do you eat cotton candy at the baseball game?
Do I what?
Do you eat cotton candy at the baseball game?
I don't eat corn dogs.
Churros.
I have nothing against hamburgers and corn dogs.
What about the
beer
nuts?
You're making incorrect statements when you're saying that people think he's going to break Babe Ruth's record when Babe Ruth doesn't have the record.
Okay, I want to comment on this, but this I'm trying in the steroid use. Do you ever eat the cinnamon walnuts?
What has this got to do with the cinnamon walnuts?
No, excuse me, cinnamon almonds?
So, you're basically making statements and you have no fact to back it up.
I have this fact.
What fact?
You make fun of Barry Bonds for a steroid, yet
I don't
you
make
eat cotton
no,
candy.
I think Barry Bonds is a great player.
Okay,
but
you eat cotton candy?
My point is, he doesn't have the record.
Babe Ruth doesn't have the record. Babe Ruth doesn't have the record. Hank Aaron has the record.
That's my point, and he's African-American.
Yes, but... Hank Aaron, nobody even knows who he is.
What do you mean no one knows who he is?
Nobody ever heard of him.
What are you talking about? Are you insane?
No, I'm not insane, but you know as well as I do, the most famous baseball player in the history of this entire world is Babe Ruth.
He doesn't have the record.
It doesn't matter. He's the most important man that there ever was. And meanwhile, you are there with he's the Bambino. You ever heard of the Bambino?
I've heard of the Bambino, but my point is you're not making... Your point has no...
And
you have no fact behind your point.
And you sit there with a corn dog, you look at me?
I don't eat corn
dogs. He's not eating corn dogs. Thank you very much, Andy.
Please, Mr. Andy, don't raise your voice to me.
Yeah, well, wait a minute, man. You're frustrating the hell out of everybody. First of all, Henry Aaron owns the home run record, 755 dingers, okay? Number two is the Babe. Now coming up hot on both of their heels is Barry Bonds. Hank Aaron is black. Babe Ruth was white. And by the way, you don't like the fact that everybody's shoveling down corn dogs. Nobody packed them away more than Babe Ruth.
That is filthy. Well, that's right. Yes. Now you're making my point. You see,
wait a minute.
No, you can't go back. You're making my point. Babe Ruth represents every single white baseball fan shoveling down the nacho cheese with the... Oh, Jesus.
So, you know what? This, to me, is absurd.
No, this is the point I make. You just made it for me.
Well, I got a break. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Corn dogs and steroids. You're listening to The Phil Hendry Show. Our number, 1-800-449-8686. Good evening. Our newest affiliates in Asheville, WWNC, and Los Angeles, Extra Sports 570. And tonight, Raj Fanin, with an organization called Take Me Out to the Ball Game, wants to ensure that Barry Bonds is not harassed for alleged steroid use while baseball fans themselves shovel down the cinnamon walnuts, cotton candy, and corn dogs. It's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Why don't you ask Mommy to scoop you an extra helping of dumb tonight?
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, your only problem is you don't like seeing people eating hot dogs and corn dogs. And
wait, Mr. Henry, I'm a Muslim, and I don't eat this kind of slop, you know, and it makes me want to kill a living thing when I see someone eating, sucking down pork meat. And Barry Bonds is taking heat for something that no one knows if he's done or not. And on top of this, let's talk about this, that they don't want him to break the last 100 home runs, they don't count because they're tainted. There's been nothing proved. I will tell you this. Yeah, forget it.
Okay, 1-800-449-8686. Melissa, go ahead.
Hi,
hi,
I just have a question. You're trying to say that it's bad for you to eat hot dogs or fast food or whatever.
Are you a baseball fan? Are you a baseball fan?
I am, actually.
Okay. It's unusual.
I don't watch the game a lot because I work 24 hours a day. But
oh, my Lord, what do you do for a living?
I'm a cake decorator. I work in a bakery. But that's beyond the point.
Are you trying to tell me that there is so many people that want their cake decorated during a 24-hour? You're like a paramedic.
Oh, my God. How long have you lived in this country? It's a figure of speech, buddy.
What is? 24 hours?
She's kidding. I work a lot is what she means to say.
How long have I been in this country? Long enough to pay taxes to Uncle
Sam.
Tell
me how long.
I've been here 18 months.
18 months, not very long.
It might be longer than you. How long have you been here?
Longer than me. I've lived here my whole life. What are you talking about?
How old are you?
I'm 21.
And you've been in the country the whole time?
The whole time.
You've never gone out of the country?
I've never gone out of this country.
Boy, you don't get around much, do you?
You know what? That's beyond the point.
Yeah.
We're not even talking about this.
I know more about the world than you do. I've lived all over the world.
Wait, will you listen to me for a second? We're trying to talk about baseball.
Let her finish.
Okay. All I'm trying to say is I understand your point when you're saying steroids is unhealthy as well as eating oily, greasy foods.
Yes.
I understand that.
Not oily, greasy, but corn dog, cotton candy, and cinnamon almonds.
Well, unhealthy foods. I understand your point with that.
No, just those three things.
Just those three.
But all of them, the corn dog too.
Oh, well, listen to me. I understand that those are both very unhealthy things. The difference is that steroids is illegal. You're not supposed to use those. But you're able to go eat whatever you want.
That's hypocrisy. It should be against the law. Because
but it's
I'm,
not.
But you why? Can't. Why should you be allowed to go and have your 15th corn dog and to have and disgust people with the way you look, but Barry Bonds can't do what he needs to do?
What difference does it make whether he's... Look it, I'm not paying to watch some guy waddle to his car. I'm paying...
Well, please shut your mouth for a minute. Melissa, how many times did you lick the icing off your fingers today?
I didn't.
Okay, this is just I'm trying to make a point. How many times did you suck the icing off your fingers?
I didn't. That's unsanitary.
Oh,
I can't.
Come on. You trying to get me to believe that?
You be around sweet stuff for years and then you want to eat it. I'd like to see you try.
You've never sucked it off your finger.
Well, I have before, but today I didn't.
All right, well,
and it's unsanitary. I'm not supposed to do that. It's against the rules. That's unhealthy.
Okay, but you know as well as I do, you swirl your fingers around in the icing bucket.
I don't swirl my fingers around in an icing bucket. I swirl a spatula in the icing bucket.
And then suck on it, right?
Suck on it?
Yes, ma'am.
No, I do not.
She said no three times.
Well, let's see. If she lies, how come Barry Bonds can't lie? That's what I'm saying.
I'm not lying.
Oh, please. You're telling me you've never sucked the spatula?
No,
what does
not
that mean you've
spatula.
Never sucked the
spatula? Maybe at my own home, but not at work, no.
Okay, but you put your lips around the spatula.
We got the point already, okay?
No, I've never done that.
Oh, my God. I can't believe you lie.
I'm not. Sir, can I
Why
ask you
Why is
question?
She lying?
Because she works. Yes, go ahead.
Sir, you said that you're a Muslim and you don't like the fact that people eat pork all day.
Yes, they suck the pork out of the take me out.
And you know what? You may think I'm a hypocrite and a jerk or whatever you may think, but I have a boyfriend that I've had for over 2 years, and guess what? He's Muslim, and I respect his beliefs. So don't try and let
your boyfriend is Muslim.
Yeah.
Then why do you work? Then why do you work in an icing shop?
Why not?
Because it's against the Quran.
So
bull crap.
is not. I
yes,
know.
It is. You try to tell your boyfriend that Rajvanin, oh boy, he better call me because I've got to make some phone calls now.
What
you
does
know
that
what?
Mean?
You are such a hypocrite.
No, I don't
You
like,
have no
you,
idea what
I'm
you're
a
talking
hypocrite.
About.
You tell me with a straight face, oh no, I've never sucked a spatula. Bullcrap.
She said she didn't. She's telling the truth.
Well.
All right, Melissa, I believe you, and I'm sure most people. She just hung up on you. Nice going, pal.
It doesn't matter. We will take back the game of baseball. She stuck it on a spatula. I should have asked her if she ever sucked a corn dog, but I...
Get out of here, you freak. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
1-800-449-8686. The world-famous Phil Hendry Show. One 800 449 8686. The Phil Hendry
Don't
Show
believe.
Is back.
And this is the problem.
If the lady says that she doesn't suck her fingers, she doesn't.
It's very difficult for me to believe that someone work in this kind of cake shop, you know, icing shop. A little girl like this, and she sounded as if she might be, you know, because you could tell there was a little bit of. I think she was heavy set, you know. And
how do you know if she was heavy set?
Because the throat sounded as if it had been thickened with a bit of fat. And said, no, I've never sucked a spatula, you know. So to me, these are the lies that I can't live with.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Time for one more call for Rajvanin. Hello, Alicia.
Hi.
Go ahead, ma'am.
I'm just trying to figure out how you can justify that it's okay for this baseball player to have a performance, you know, drug and get an edge over the other players.
Because of the hatred that he must endure because of the black man.
So the hatred drives him to take these pills? Is that what you're
no,
saying?
No, but first of all, I don't think he's as bad. What I'm trying to say is he's not as bad as, for instance, you or me, but most I would not because I'm Muslim. For you
well, you
to
know what,
eat,
I'm actually vegetarian, so I don't eat hot dogs.
Well, but you
if
eat
I was
the veggie dog,
steroids,
don't you?
I have to think that it would probably be worse.
Don't
and
you eat veggie dogs?
The fact is, sir, is that he plays baseball.
You
That's
eat,
dog.
But you eat veggie dogs.
Well, you know what? They don't. Yeah, I do. Of course.
Okay, they're disgusting.
Vegetables.
And they use
and the
no,
veggie
but they use
part
pig
is
fat
vegetables.
In them.
Do you have something against vegetables? Too?
No, no. But veggie dogs have pig fat in them.
Oh, and so you eat absolutely no fat. You eat nothing.
I do not partake of the meat of a disgusting animal such as a pig,
okay,
which
so
roots around in mud.
Okay, so you take steroids. Of any kind, maybe. Take
it's not as bad. It's not as bad as sucking down a corn.
You
have you ever
steroids.
Eaten? Did you ever have a corn dog?
Do you take steroids?
Do you have corn dogs?
No, See? I don't. I'm vegetarian.
No, but have you ever? Have you ever eaten a corn dog with a smile on your face? See?
No, I am vegetarian.
You've never had a dog in your mouth.
My husband is vegetarian.
Well, that I don't
We do
believe.
Not eat meat.
Your husband doesn't eat.
All right, thank you.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686.
Wow.
You need a checkup from the neck up.